By this week's parsha, there's so much to talk about the Meraglim. There's so much to talk about how the Meraglim, why the Meraglim. But no, my friends, we're not going to talk about that at all. We're going to talk about someone who is very mysterious. The whole parsha is very, very strange. We're going to do our best to try to shed some light on this situation, at least based on all of the mystical sources and all of those sources that otherwise you wouldn't have found if not for Shvili Pinchas. Here we are. The parsha is Mekoshesh Eitzim. The pasuk at the end of this week's parsha is something really wild. Something happened in the midbar. What's going on? There's someone, we don't even know who he is. Vayim Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. Klai Yisrael's in the desert. Vayim Tzu Ish Mekoshesh Eitzim. There's someone who does something. He's Mekoshesh Eitzim. He's doing something wrong. B'yoyim HaShabbos. Uh-oh. They bring him to Moshe and Aaron. They say, they place him in some sort of solitary confinement. Not like there's like really anywhere to go, like in the desert. Like, what's he going to do exactly? This is the Makosha Sheitim. You must say, ish. Gotta die. Stone him. So my first question for you is, who is this guy? Who is he? He's an ish. The pasuk doesn't say his name. So the Shvili Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, says there's a remez to who he was, perhaps. Yenichu Oisai B'Mishmar is Rosh Tevis Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, I don't know if any of you have ever been to his tzion. It's one of the major destinations up north. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. He was actually, has Shaykhus Techibas Eretz Yisrael, that's for a different time, but connected. And this person has perhaps a nitzutz of the neshama of Yehuda Bar Eloi. We're not talking about over here just some sort of renegade or, you know, ledegeyer. Ledegeyer is like, you know, pashta, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Yanichu Oisei B'Mishmar is Rosh Tevis Yehuda Bar Eloi. It's not an order, so it's his own remiss, but okay. The Gemara actually says who he is. The Gemara says, in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadiv Vav Amid Beis, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Mekoshesh Zetzlaf Chad. Now, those of you that are not so familiar with the Chumash history, Tzlaf Chad had five daughters. Anyone know their names? The daughters of Tzlaf Chad? Excellent. Is that from... Is that because it's your bar mitzvah parasha, or is that from Shemel Lamar?
Nope.
It's from just being a Jew. Excellent. Okay, my friends. The daughters of Tzlav Chad wanted a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, but their father was dead. So they didn't know if they're going to get one. Now, remember, Yehuda Bar Eloi, Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Anyway, they wanted a chilek in Eretz Yisrael, but no, their father's dead. So they came with this whole story. They came to Moshe, and then eventually it worked out. But how do we know this is Tzlaf Chad? Says Tana Rabbanan, Mekoshesh says Tzlaf Chad v'cheinu Oimer. Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, vayim tzu ish. Klal Yisrael is in the desert. Vayim tzu ish. And b'nei Tzlaf Chad said, Avinu meis b'midbar. Bamidbar. Malahalon Tzlaf Chad Avkan Tzlaf Chad Di Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said this, Mekoshesh Eitzim was Tzlaf Chad. Now who's Tzlaf Chad? He's got five daughters. Great, what does that mean? So comes along Rabbi Yehuda ben Bisera, and he says, Akiva, Ben Kachu Ben Kach Atosel Litenes Adin. Rabbi Akiva, that's not okay. You can't just do that. Im Kidvorecha. If you're right, the Torah didn't say who he was. So the Torah is trying to kind of like cover it up because Tzlaf Chad, we don't want to know, we don't want to tell you who it is. The Torah is covering it up. What are you being megalo for? V'im lav, atamoitzi lav alois tzadik. And if you're wrong, if this was a mistake, so then you're being moitzi lav, you're saying Lashon Hara about a tzadik. Tzlaf Chad was a tzadik. Tzlaf Chad was a tzadik. That's what Yehuda Masira says. Now, Tzlaf Chad, the Pasuk says, he was Bechetoi Meis. He obviously did something wrong, whatever it was. He died. That's what Tzlaf Chad said. He wasn't Balas Koyrach. He didn't do that. But he did something. So therefore, Yehuda ben Becerra says, you can't just do that. You can't just do that. Manashach. If the Torah didn't say it and you just like, and you uncovered it, you're not allowed to uncover it. And by the way, if you're wrong about this, so then you stop saying Lashon Hara. So we figured out, according to Rabbi Akiva, this is Tzlafchad. The Gemara says, guess what? Rabbi Akiva had a Mesaira on this Gzeres Shav. He didn't make it up. So it's not like he just made this up on his own. He had a Mesaira, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra did not know about the Mesaira. There's Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra got all uncomfortable. Like, what are you doing? Why are you making this up? Why are you uncovering this? I have a Mesaira. I have a Kabbalah of Midbar Midbar. It's Gzeres Shav, Midbar Midbar. Therefore, I know it's Tzlafchad. You're right, if I made it up, I couldn't do it, but I have a Messiah. Okay, so we got to figure out what's going on. So here we are. Maybe there's some Yehuda bar Eloi going on over here. There's Tzlafchad. Tzlafchad's clearly a tzaddik. So, and he's Mekoshesh Eitzim, and he's being stoned. What is the deal? What's the story? It's getting more and more complicated. So here we go. Says Rashi, Ramosha Hadarsha. Loma nismacha parshas mekoshesh etzim shechil lasash as a Shabbos the parshas tzitzis. Why? Very next, last parsha, this week's parsha is tzitzis. Why is tzitzis there with mekoshesh etzim? What is one follow to the other? Says Rashi, just like Shabbos is shakul keneged kol hamitzvahs, also tzitzis is shakul keneged kol hamitzvahs. What did the mekoshesh do wrong? Is Michal Shabbos. Tzitzis is also similar to Shabbos. Just like Shabbos is Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Anyone's Michal Shabbos, it's Kilu, it's Koyper HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, Tzitzis is Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. And we've spoken about in the past, Tzitzis is Gematria with together with all of the strings, and it's going to end up being Taryag Kol HaMitzvahs. We said last night that there's an interesting kesher between Shabbos and Tzitzis, because how many windings do you have? 7, 8, 11, all together, 39. 39 malachas, 39 windings. Tzitzis and Shabbos go together. But listen to this Tana de Be'er Eliyahu. We also mentioned this last night. But that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar. Says the Tana de Be'er Eliyahu. They found this person, Mekoshesh Eitzim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Listen to this fascinating lashon. This is really interesting. Listen to this conversation. Mipnei machil zeh haShabbos. Hashem says, why was this person machal Shabbos? Moshe says, I don't know. Hashem says, I'll tell you why. What an interesting conversation. Because the 6 days of the week, Klal Yisrael has tefillin on their head. And they have tefillin on their arm. And therefore, they're always connected to me. They're always thinking about me. But on Shabbos, the person's not wearing tefillin. So therefore, they're able to end up sinning. But Oisai Shah, Amar Lai Kodesh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Moshe Tzei Uboru Lehem Mitzvah Achas, Shinoigen Boi Shabbos V'Yom Tovim. Choose a mitzvah that they can have on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they lost tefillin, so they need a constant mitzvah. And if they don't have tefillin, what's going to be their constant mitzvah? What's the answer? Tzitzis.
Why wouldn't you be able to do
tzitzis
on Shabbos?
Why wouldn't you be able to do what?
Why wouldn't you be able to do
it's not interesting. Like, well, what do I need this reason for? They have tzitzis because they have tzitzis. Like, it sounds like almost tzitzis was given as a solution for this problem. We have this problem. We don't know what to do. So Hashem said, therefore, give tzitzis. That's what it sounds like. What does that mean?
Hey, Chris don't want tzitzis such
as. This is a problem. Yeah. Next time I see Rabbi Yeshua, I'll bring it up with him. Okay. So we want to understand, Rabbi Yisai. We got a problem. Okay? This person, Mekoshesh Eitzim, he was Machal Shabbos. What's Hashem's issue? Why was he Machal Shabbos? Because he's a bad guy. What do you mean, why was he Machal Shabbos? Because he did Averis. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why was he Machal Shabbos? Hashem said to him, why is he Machal Shabbos? Moshe says, I don't know why. What's this discussion exactly? And because of him, now we have to strengthen our wearing tzitzis on Shabbos. Who is... Why was he Zoicha that he's, because of him we're having tzitzis? What is this story? The answer is, he's clearly not such a bad guy. After all, who is he? Who is he? He's Tzlafchad, or Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, or both. Nitzit to the neshama. So here goes. Tosfos and Baba Basra, we're about to start like unraveling the secret, says the following thing. says, Mekoshesh, says Tosfos, Mekoshesh Shechilas HaShabbos, Hiskaven L'Shem Shomayim. This was not a weakness. This was not that he was obeying his urge. This was a calculated decision of Tzlafchad to be Mechal Shabbos. He's Mechal Shabbos L'Shem Shomayim. What does that mean? What does that mean? It says, "Shahoy Yisrael Oimrim, Kivan Shenigzar Aleim Sholi Kanis La'aretz." Kais says, "Listen, we're not going into Eretz Yisrael because of the Ma'aseh Miraglim last week, this week's parasha. Shuvein Mechuyvim B'Mitzvos. Okay, that's it. Hashem gave us the Torah in order for us to take the Torah and go into Eretz Yisrael. We're not going in, so okay, we're not chayiv in the mitzvahs." And people might start thinking, okay, we don't have to do mitzvahs. That would be a disaster. Omad v'chilel Shabbos kidei sheyehoreg v'yiru achirim. He took one for the team. Said Tzlafchad, someone's got to show these people that there's no messing around in the midbar. So I'm going to do something wrong. And then he knew what his fate was going to be. He's going to die. This is Tosfos, my friends. In order that everyone else should see that, that even though we're in the midbar, you got to keep the mitzvahs. So Tzlafchad was in the Miskav and L'Shem Shamayim. Okay, now we get it. Now he's Tzlafchad. He's a tzaddik. He's Taka tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. Rebuta by Eloi can make a little more sense. Now, maybe there's something that's not so simple, okay? Because you don't just decide that you're going to do an Avera so that everyone else can get a chizik from your Avera. But Lemaisa, this was a very, very special person. He was willing to die for everybody else. He was going to give up for everyone else. Now we understand a little bit better, my friends. Why is it that Tzitzis, why did he choose Shabbos? Why did he choose Shabbos? Why did he want to be Mechal Shabbos? The answer is, Shabbos is Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. So you got to keep all the mitzvahs. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is representing of all the mitzvahs. So therefore, he was trying to show this idea by saying, okay, I'm not doing Shabbos. It's like I'm not doing anything. And that's why afterwards we have tzitzis. Tzitzis is connected kol mitzvahs. So we're trying to put this together. We have to try to like put together the pieces and understand that Tzlafchad was coming l'skam l'shem shamayim. Now I'm going to tell you an amazing remes. How do we know that it was Tzlafchad? How do we know it was him? Because the pasuk says, "Vayu bnei Yisrael bamidbar," and bnei Tzlafchad said, "Avinu meis bamidbar." Midbar, midbar. Why are we talking about the? Why is the gzeirah shava midbar, midbar? Listen to what Tosfos said. Klal Yisrael was in the midbar. Klal Yisrael wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they said, "Okay, we're not doing the mitzvahs." So Tzlafchad, because of the midbar, that's why he did it. So we're going to learn out that Tzlafchad did this. We're going to learn out L'Shem Shamayim because through the word midbar, because that's what brought it about is midbar. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka told us through the midbar. The problem that we said to Rabbi Kiva, if the Torah didn't tell us, so then why are you telling me the Torah was being meramizit in the word midbar that he was niskaven L'Shem Shamayim? He only did this because they were in the midbar. And that's why Tzlafchad did it. So now we understand a little bit about why this is happening and what was Slavchad's intention. Now, Lemaisa, there was, you know, it's not necessarily our place to try to manipulate the course of history. In other words, even if people know that there's something that's going to happen wrong, you have to kind of let Hashem run the world. Similar to Chizkio saw with Ruach HaKodesh that he was going to have a child that was going to do Averis. It's not our place. Bahadei Kavshin Rachman Alamali. You know, we don't start tampering with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So there was, even though this is a great person, clearly there was something that he did that was flawed. So he needs a tikkun. He needs to fix it. Listen to this amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, the following thing. Tana Rabbanan. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis. Ma'isa b'chassid echad. There's a story about a chassid. Chassid Echad. Now, who's a Chassid Echad? The Shlosh says, Kibalti, Zeh Chassid. Hold on a second. The wrong one. The Arizal says, Da ki chosid ze haya Bihuda Bar Eloi. This chosid was Rabbi Huda Bar Eloi. Okay. Maisa b'chosid echad, Rabbi Huda Bar Eloi. Shenifritza loy peretz besoich sadehu. There was like a peretz. There was a break in his sadeh. There was an opening. V'nimla chalav l'gaydra. And he said, I really should close that. V'nizka sheshabes. You remember the Shabbos. I can't do that on Shabbos. I can't rebuild a fence on Shabbos. V'nimna oisetzad chassid v'lo gadra. And the chassid refrains from being goyder, from closing the peretz, closing the hole. V'nase lo ines v'ala bay tzlaf chad. And he got one tree, tzlaf. It's called, the name of the tree is a tzlaf. One tzlaf. Tzlaf chad. And that's where he got his parnasa from. So what happened? He was walking by the fence, and he saw, oh my goodness, the fence is broken. Everything's going to get out. Things are going to get in. I'm going to lose all my parnasa. So I should fix it. Oh, it's Shabbos. I can't fix it. I can't fix it on Shabbos. So he doesn't. Now he does not do it then, but the Mefarshim say, he decided, I'm never doing it. I'm not going to ever do it. Okay, he doesn't do it. And he has a miracle, and a tzlaf grows. One tzlaf. Chad tzlaf. Tzlaf chad. Gross. And that's his parnasa. Says, says the Shlach HaKadosh. Kibalti ze hachosid hoye gilgul shel tzlafchad. Shoye makoyshesh eitzim b'shabes. Alkein ze hachosid nishmar ma'oid kidei l'sakin kilkulay. Tzlafchad, what did he do wrong? What was his avera? Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, it was nishmar ma'oid to be shoyma Shabbos kidei l'sakin kilkulay. V'alaloy tzlafchad. And he got tzlafchad. He got one tzlaf grew. It's a type of tree. A tzlafchad grew. V'zeu soid tzlafchad. Now, if you remember, the Arizal said that this was a Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. The Shlah is saying that it's tzlafchad. The answer is that tzlafchad and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi are really the same neshama. And this Mekesh Sheitzim, we said, on the one hand it says the Lashon of Yenichu Oisa by Mishmar is Rosh Hitevas Yehuda Bar Eloi. On the other hand, it's Mace by Midbar, Midbar, Midbar is Tzlafcha. It's the same, really the same Shirish. Says the Shvile Pinchas, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kachoyim in Hagel Shor Yehuda Bar Eloi. This is what Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi used to do. Erev Shabbos Mevin Lo Areva Maleachayim. Erev Shabbos, they bring him lots of hot water, warm water. Roy Chetz Panav Araglov, Panav Yehuda Araglov, he'd wash himself. He would sit in his tzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi would wear his tzitzis on Shabbos. It's very interesting, no? Rabbi Yisai, think about it. Tzlafchad, we said, the whole thing was Machal Shabbos, so therefore right after it was the Parsha of Tzitzis, Tzitzis is supposed to be a tikkun, because Tzitzis is supposed to be a chizuk in Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi wore his Tzitzis on Shabbos. That's the tikkun. And I'll end with this, just my small haysafa. Where was the tikkun? Because this chassid, he saw a pirtza, he saw an opening, and he wanted to close it. He says, I'm not closing it at Shabbos. What was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi? What was Tzlafchad's problem? Tzlafchad back in the midbar. He saw a pirtza. He said, oh my gosh, everyone's going to be mechal the Torah because they're going to think they're going to eat the Torah in the midbar. I got to like fix this. I have to fix the pirtza because now everyone's going to go out. They're going to say, I don't have to keep the Torah. So let me do this. And then he remembered, but it's Shabbos. I can't fix the pirtza. So basically the same exact situation, scenario, is that there's animals that are going to get out or there's people that are going to get out. Yidden are going to end up doing averus because it's a pirza. Because now we're in the midbar. People don't have to keep the Torah. So let me be mechal Shabbos to fix the pirza. No. This is the tikkun. The tikkun came with Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. So my friends, I think that specifically when it comes to Shabbos, I don't know if you've seen this, but in Yerushalayim there's a meaning that many people wear a talis gadol. They wear talis on Shabbos. Many rebbes wear talis to leisim on Shabbos. There's an inyan of your tzitzis on Shabbos. A person should be mitzuyasis, but tzitzis. Tzitzis kineged taryag mitzvahs. Tzitzis is something that brings us closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bez Hashem, we should be zoicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to have a Shabbos of Aliyah and a Shabbos of Kedusha. Good Shabbos.